Virginia Cha, the CNN Center in Atlanta, with a look at what's happening now in the news. A missing soldier's hometown is helping him out by keeping quiet. Private First Class Bo Bergdahl was captured in Afghanistan. This is footage of him speaking and eating. It was released this week. Family and friends aren't talking because they say it could make it harder to get him home.
I don't think any community wants this kind of attention, but it's here. We'll deal with it, and we'll stand ready to help when, if and how we can.
Signs of love and support are one thing, but maybe, you know, overrating it or going, you know, just respecting what they want and kind of following their lead.
The Taliban claimed on a website that it had captured a drunken soldier, but a U.S. military source denies that Bergdahl was drunk and points out the Taliban's history of lies. The arrest of a prominent Harvard University professor has some alleging racial profiling. Police arrested Henry Louis Gates Jr. in his own home for disorderly conduct. Now, his lawyer says Gates had to break into his house after his front door jammed. Police arrived and, according to Gates' lawyer, continued to question him after he handed over his driver's license and Harvard ID. According to police reports, Gates shouted at the officer, which led to his arrest. It was like a suspense movie. That's what Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said after finally reaching an agreement with lawmakers to close California's $26 billion budget deficit. Now, the budget plan will not include any new taxes, but there will be big cuts in state funds to local governments. The FDA has approved a new flu vaccine for this fall, but it does not protect against the H1N1 strain. USA Today reports government officials decided to go ahead with the vaccine to protect people from three standard strains of the seasonal flu. Now, the first trials of a swine flu vaccine on people expected to start tomorrow in Australia. The famous Watergate Hotel is going up for auction this morning. In 1972, burglars broke into Democratic headquarters in the Watergate, and that scandal, of course, later led to President Richard Nixon's resignation. The company that owns the building defaulted on its loan. And those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.